This feast is meant to celebrate the universality of the mystery, of the incarnation, the universality of the Christmas mystery. I have a book that has many, many pictures of the Christmas scene. Pictures that represent the work of artists from throughout the world. And it's remarkable how picture after picture shows the same scene, but very differently. For the artist paints or sculpts the images according to his or her experience and culture. And so the clothes that are worn by people are very different from one picture to another. And the depiction of the scene involves a willingness on the part of the artist to bring the environment, the geography of his or her place into part of the picture. And it's the most natural thing in the world that the image of God come among us needs to be translated in a way that really reflects who we are. Now the mystery is that in all of those depictions, the truth is told. And yet in all of those depictions, the uniqueness of the person, of the culture, of the community, of the nation is reflected. And that's precisely what this feast is about. This feast is about the mystery of God's love and presence in Jesus Christ being big enough, broad enough, wide enough, deep enough to embrace all that is. And that the challenge is that you and I are to be proclaimers of that truth. You and I are to announce that good news by the way we live, the words we speak, the attitudes we have. When people come up against something that is strange or different, the attitude that often emerges immediately is one of suspicion. I'm suspicious of what I don't know. Sometimes the attitude is one of fear. I'm afraid of what I don't know. Especially if what I don't know is going to impact or change my life. That was the response of Herod in the story. The wise men arrive in Jerusalem and they say, we've come searching for the newborn king. We have seen his star at its rising and we want to pay homage. And St. Matthew's in the Gospel says the reaction was fear. Not only fear on Herod's part, but fear throughout Jerusalem. Fear about this newborn king. Fear that life might be turned around. Fear that life might be different. Fear that what I know might not be what is here tomorrow. That's a most natural human reaction. None of us willingly walks into that situation without apprehension. However, the disciple of the Lord is called to proclaim that in whatever circumstance human beings find themselves, What is constant is the mystery and the presence of God in Jesus Christ. It's not unlike that picture book that I have. In whatever context those pictures of the nativity scene are produced, what is constant is we are talking about Emmanuel, God among us, God born in human form, God taking human life. And that's what we're to witness to. In the midst of apprehension, in the midst of some fear, in the midst of some anxiety, to stand in a society, to stand in a community, to stand in a neighborhood, to stand in a church, and to proclaim the universality of the mission that God has given to Jesus to announce the good news to all people. And that no one is outside of that announcement of good news. You know, the world changes rapidly. And sometimes we only see our backyard. We don't see beyond that. And sometimes we want to maintain the backyard the way it is and not let the world impinge upon it. And yet, it does impinge upon it. It does it within our own church. 7 out of every 10 Roman Catholics in the world today are not white. They are brown-faced, black-faced. 7 out of 10 Roman Catholics are in the southern half of the world. Latin and South America, Africa, the Orient. And that will have a profound effect on the church, the church of 20, 30, 40 years from now. It will not be a Western European church. It will be a church that reflects the culture of the majority. Now, we can resist that. We can say, we don't want that kind of church. We want the kind of church I grew up in. We want the kind of church that I've always known. We can do that. We can dig our heels in. And we can pretend that there is not this new church emerging rapidly within the Catholic community. Or what we can do is we can embrace that newness and that difference and be part of a community of people who will seek to harmonize the differences that emerge into a unity of expression, a unity of one faith. Recognizing that the gifts that all of us bring are gifts that can enhance and gifts that can build up the body of Christ. Well, this feast is about that. This feast is about the mystery of Christ touching all the world and inviting all the world to come together. 45 years ago, when the Second Vatican Council did its description of the Church, its document on the Church, the Dogmatic Constitution on the Church, it titled that document Lumen Gentium, the light to all the nations. And just as the scriptures today describe the Messiah, Jesus, the Son of God, as the light of all nations, the light by which all nations will be drawn into union with God. So the church, the body of Christ, The presence of Christ here and now in the world must be the light to all peoples and must radiate to all people, as Jesus did, that universal love, that universal call that God has given to all. As we pray today, we pray that we might have the courage and the faith and that we might have the wisdom to be what we are called to be.
That the light of Christ may shine on all nations far and near, and that the church may welcome them with the diversity of their cultures. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That in our day, justice may flourish and peace come to all of the world. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God's people may hear the poor when they cry, have pity on the weak and open their hearts and hands to the needy. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who look for a star to guide them may discover the goodness of the Lord in people full of faith and love. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That in our Christian communities we may learn, like the wise men, to share the treasures of our goods and hearts. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. That the Lord might grant healing and peace to members of the Javra and Robles families. Let us pray. For the safety of all children, especially Anthony Michael, let us pray. For those who are sick, Dick Helsper, Carol Cruz, Mary Lynn, Dick Wiseman, Lillian Cordy, Jack and Carol Heitzinger, let us pray. And for women and men who serve in the military, that they be kept safe and soon return to their families, let us pray. Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now
and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Every nation sees the glory of a star that pierced the night. As we tell the wondrous story, we are bathed in radiant light. Star sent forth from highest heaven, dancing light of God's design. Shine upon the gift that's given, Word made flesh, now born in time. Every tongue shall sing the praises of His birth in deepest night. He is healing for the ages. He is Christ, our God's delight. He proclaims within His being all our hopes, our great desires. He shall die to rise, redeeming all who follow with their lives. Once again may we discover Word made flesh sent from above, in our neighbor, sister, brother, in the lonely and unloved. May we touch him, may we hold him, may we cradle him with care, as we learn to love each other, bringing hope from out despair. Gather, God, the world together in the brightness of your day. Fill our hearts with joy forever. Help us walk the holy way. May your justice rule the nations. May all people live as one. Now we see our true salvation in the glory of your Son. Together in the brightness of your day, fill our hearts with joy forever. Help us walk the holy way. May your justice rule the nations. May all people live as one. Now we see our true salvation in the glory of your Son.
We pray that our sacrifice be acceptable to God the Almighty.
So we accept the sacrifice at your hand, the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and good of all God's church.
O God, our Father, we come.